Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for January 30th, 2009. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. With the onslaught of bad news surrounding each and every one of us every day, we thought a recent article out of Prevention Magazine would be of help to everyone. Here are their tips to staying optimistic. Be grateful for what you have. Do something kind for someone. Communicate positively. Turn adversity into opportunity. Think only positive thoughts. Laugh easily and smile often. Practice daily positive affirmations. Live in the present. And as long as we're on the topic of tips, here are four tips to help reduce your use of over-the-counter drugs. More than 500,000 people wind up in hospitals each year from use of over-the-counter drugs. Everything from pain relievers to cold medicines. Like all drugs, even over-the-counter drugs have serious side effects. Here are four tips to help you stay away from these dangerous drugs. Eat high-quality, locally produced organic food and eliminate junk and fast food. Get plenty of sleep each night. Keep stress to a minimum. Exercise regularly. And when I come back, we'll take a look at just how healthy those so-called vitamin-enriched bottled waters are and what you need to know about some of those medications your doctor may be prescribing to your children for attention deficit disorder.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic at 781-942-7121. Now back to the news.
If you've thought that those bottled waters that Coke and Pepsi are selling are good for you, you may want to think again. A consumer health advocacy group is suing Coca-Cola for claiming its Glacier Vitamin Water is a healthy drink. As it turns out, the so-called healthy water contains almost as much sugar as a regular can of soda. For every 20 ounces of the vitamin water you drink, you get 33 teaspoons of sugar. In reaction to the suit, Coca-Cola said it was ridiculous and ludicrous, since it says right on the bottle how much sugar is in it. And for our last story, it seems that antipsychotic drugs are being prescribed more and more for things they were not approved to treat, like attention deficit disorder in children and Alzheimer's in the elderly. Familiar names like Risperdal, Zyprexa, and Seroquel are becoming commonly prescribed medications that have very deadly side effects. According to a study from Vanderbilt University, after looking at 276,000 people between the ages of 30 and 74 taking these medications, 3 out of every 1,000 people in the older group and the younger group died of a heart attack. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Your nose can remember 50,000 different scents. While a bloodhound's nose may be a million times more sensitive than a human's, that doesn't mean that the human sense of smell is useless. Humans can identify a wide variety of scents, and many are strongly tied to memories and emotions. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.